Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today discussing Jacoby Brissett and the Cleveland Browns. Can Jacoby Brissett keep the Browns afloat until Deshaun Watson comes back in week 12? Already, so far, so good. Jacoby Brissett has the number 3 PFF grade among quarterbacks through 3 weeks. Sam, we always like to give the caveat that, hey, small sample sizes, don't look too much into it, but you have to give credit where credit is due. Jacoby Brissett, particularly these last two games, has looked very good. So can he keep it up? And will the Browns be in the playoff picture by the time Deshaun Watson comes back?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you see the vulnerability of the small sample size thing, right? He was, I think, fantastic against Pittsburgh on Thursday night last week. He looked great. I mean, his stats were maybe a little bit worse than his performance overall. You can listen to the big show from Wednesday where we talked about that a lot. One play, essentially, could have added another 50 yards, another 10 points to his passer rating, those kinds of things. But he was excellent in that game. The game before, he was generally very good and then made one really bad play that kind of undid a lot of that good work. And then the week one, he was pretty bad. So of three games, we've got excellent Jacoby. We've got very good Jacoby outside of one bad play. And we've got pretty bad Jacoby, you know, and that sort of shakes out somewhere over the course of those three. But I think what we've seen is that he's definitely good enough to steer this ship in a way where they can win enough games that things start to get interesting again. Because I think the second it was an 11-game suspension, given the state of the AFC and the strength in that conference, you're like, yeah, the Browns are probably done in terms of being a real contender. But a couple of things. One, given the games that they're winning, and remember, they're a ridiculous historic collapse away from being 3-0, in going into a game where they're favorite could be 4-0 and et cetera, et cetera. We'll get to the schedule in a minute. But they're winning games and could be well in contention. But also, a bunch of teams we thought would be really good in the AFC aren't yet, you know? Like Denver are 2-1, but they don't look like Super Bowl contenders. The Raiders are 0-3, having been, you know, supposed to be one of those teams that were really good in that conference. Like, all of a sudden, the AFC isn't looking nearly as strong as it did on paper heading in, at which point Cleveland, I think, is absolutely back in the running.
If you look at Jacoby Brissett specifically and his skill set, you know, historically he's been really, really good at taking care of the ball, really low turnover-worthy play rate. His actual interception rate is one of the best in NFL history. Now, throw a million asterisks at that because we know that all of the best interception rates come from this era and all that stuff. But even among this era, if you just use interceptions, Jacoby Brissett's been one of the best. Now, he's not been a value add type of quarterback when he's had an opportunity to start, not a high big time throw rate, not a high percentage of positives. But I thought the last two games were even the high end for Brissett. He really didn't make many mistakes. He did have the game ending interception against the Jets. Up until that point, he had played extremely well. Steelers game was even cleaner, just not missing throws. Then you add little stuff like QB sneaks and converting third and shorts and, there's a lot to like about Jacoby Brissett in his game. I think it is the classic backup quarterback, high-end backup, low-end starter type of skill set. And again, I think these last two games, Brissett has played it extremely well. So if he keeps that up, yeah, the Browns are going to be in good position, Sam. You know, they've got a good, solid roster. Like a lot of teams around the NFL, they're dealing with a ton of injuries too, but they could very well be in the mix because, yes, these next few games, they do have some opportunities to just you know, win some games, have a pretty good record heading into week 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, and also, you know, remember one of the reasons we were a little bit optimistic about Jacoby Brissett, and this was the best situation that was ever going to be around him in the NFL. You know, the Browns have a roster and an offense that's in really good shape, and even if he is just this game manager type of quarterback, like, there's quite a good game to be managing here in terms of what the Browns are setting him up with. Cleveland leads the NFL in rushing yards through three games. They are sixth in terms of yards per carry per rush. They're 5 yards a carry, essentially, over the course of three games. Like, they can steer this. They can have a pretty good offense rolling. All Jacoby needs to do is not screw up, not make a mistake, not have the game-ending interception at the end of the Jets game. You know, you don't have that, they win that game. He didn't have that in the Pittsburgh game, they won the game. So all of a sudden, I think you start to look at their schedule, and it isn't that bad. You know, they're favored for the Falcons this week. Let's call that a win, right? Then they have a couple of home games against the banged-up Chargers team, against the banged-up Patriots team that won't have their quarterback. So that could be another couple of wins. Then they have to go on the road against Baltimore. That's always a tough one. Then they're back at home against Cincinnati. And then they get the three-game stretch that's really rough before Deshaun Watson comes back. Away to Miami, away to Buffalo, and then home against Tampa Bay. But even if they lose all three of those games, it's entirely possible that they're still above 500 at the point where Watson comes back from a suspension, and the first game there is against Houston. So I think absolutely they are still in contention. They're still in the hunt for the playoffs or for any kind of postseason appearance with Brissett at quarterback. And then the question becomes, how good can Deshaun Watson be kind of right off the shelf?
No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house in 20 times your entry if you hit on all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Sign up now with the promo code PFFDAILY at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app on the app stores to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. Sam, I just want to cover this quickly here. There's a lot of people who fall in love with the backup quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, you know, playing pretty well right now. Browns are sitting there at 2-1. You have Cooper Rush is 2-1, 2-0 in Dallas. And, you know, there's already talk, is Cooper Rush better than Dak Prescott? Is Jacoby actually better than Deshaun Watson? I think it's a firm no. Say what you want about Watson off the field, we got to preface all that. But Deshaun Watson has a better track record. He's a better quarterback. But what we're talking about is, in a little more than half a season, staying afloat, managing the ship. And I think Brissett is as good as it gets in the NFL, as good of an option as can be in the NFL. And I got to credit the Browns in this respect, getting maybe the best backup quarterback, the best option for what they got themselves into by signing Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I think that Jacoby Brissett is arguably the best backup quarterback in the NFL, which is, it's a good thing to be, but by definition, that means you're nowhere near as good as, you know, a good starter in today's NFL, which Deshaun Watson has been throughout his entire career. Where he ranks in that list has fluctuated a little bit, but he is a good starting quarterback, which Jacoby Brissett is not. So I think absolutely the idea of, is he, you know, is he a better option? It's laughable. It's ridiculous. Now, what does become an interesting question is, let's say they get to that part of the season where Watson is eligible to come back off the suspension, and Jacoby Brissett is still playing well, but the Browns are not, you know, above 500. Maybe they're a little bit behind the curve and they need to pick up a game or two somewhere. Jacoby's playing well. Do you know that Deshaun Watson immediately is going to be a better quarterback than that? Because, okay, he only played, what, like 5 dropbacks, 1 drive in preseason, but he looked terrible. He looked like a guy that hadn't played football in a year. If there's going to be rust to be knocked off, they might not be able to afford the game that might cost them.
In part because Watson can't practice right now. He is not with the team. He's not doing anything right now. So there is a world maybe where they let Brissett play at least one more game and let Watson get familiar with his teammates and actually practice.
Yeah, and look, I don't know if you can even, you know, could you do... So the Packers got David Bakhtiari back this past week, right? And David Bakhtiari didn't play the whole game. They rotated at left guard, or left tackle rather, which is usually not something you want to do, rotate offensive linemen. But rather than play Bakhtiari 60-something snaps right off his injury, they said, no, we're going to rotate him out, we're going to keep him fresh, we're going to give him half the snaps. Is there a world where you could split the time between Brissett and Deshaun Watson in his first game back, you know, when he's had only a week to practice? I don't know, but there, I think that is the only interesting question. Not like, does Jacoby Brissett keep Deshaun Watson on the bench? Because clearly the answer to that is, well, no.
Jacoby Brissett, he was the designated QB sneak quarterback for the Miami Dolphins when he was backing up Tua. He could still be that guy. So you might still see a two-quarterback system. At least let Jacoby Brissett run the QB sneaks. But here's the deal, Browns fans. If Jacoby Brissett keeps it up, you're very much in the playoff mix when Deshaun Watson comes back. It's the PFF NFL Daily.